experience of the transcendental chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Сейчас у вас есть опыт воспевания Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
This is a process which can be practiced together as a group, or it can be practiced individually on your own.
Этот процесс может практиковаться в обществе людей, а может быть индивидуально.
This process has been taught to us by great spiritual teachers.
Этому процессу нас обучали великие духовные учителя.
In a line of religious teachers which has been going in an unbroken chain for the past 5,000 years.
Существует неразрывная цепь учителей, которая существует 5,000 лет.
This system is known as Guru Parampara.
Эта система известна как Guru Parampara.
And this is a very authorized system for receiving transcendental knowledge.
Это авторитетный метод получения духовного знания.
The original speaker of the Vedic knowledge is Krishna himself.
Изначальным автором ведического знания является сам Кришна.
And he spoke Bhagavad Gita to his disciple Arjuna.
И он рассказал Бхагавад Гиту своему ученику Арджуне.
And since that time, the science of Krishna consciousness has descended into human society through this chain of unbroken disciples.
И все это время это знание снисходило до нас по цепи ученической преемственности.
So tonight what we'd like to do is to read one verse from Bhagavad Gita as it is.
И сегодня вечером мы прочтем один текст из Бхагавад Гиты, как она есть.
And Bhagavad Gita was, as I said, spoken 5,000 years ago when Krishna was present on the earth. He spoke it in a very ancient language, the most ancient language on the earth, which is known as Sanskrit. And the idea that Krishna had in presenting Bhagavad Gita was to present a form of knowledge that can free us from our material concept of life. Do you have a Bhagavad Gita? The word Bhagavad Gita has significance.
Слово Bhagavad Gita имеет значение.
Bhagavad or Bhagavan means the Supreme Person.
Bhagavad or Bhagavan означает верховную личность.
And Gita means song.
А Gita означает песня.
So this book is called The Song of God.
Эта книга называется Песнь Бога.
And it was spoken by Krishna to his disciple Arjuna.
И она была поведана Кришной своему ученику Арджуне.
And Arjuna was experiencing many problems in his life.
Arjuna испытывал различные проблемы в своей жизни.
Because he was under the influence of the material energy.
Потому что он находился под влиянием материальной энергии.
So Krishna spoke this Gita to free him from material influence.
И Кришна поведал ему эту Бхагавад Гиту для того, чтобы освободить от влияния материи.
So tonight we'll read from chapter 2, text number 20.
Сегодня мы будем читать из второй главы, текст номер 20.
And we will read the original Sanskrit text, and then we will read the translation, and then the commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of the Hare Krishna Society.
Сначала мы прочтем текст на санскрите, затем перевод текста, затем мы прочтем комментарий Бхактивиданта Свами Прабхупады, который основал движение.
You can see this picture here on this side. This is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who established the Hare Krishna movement in 1965 in New York. Najayate miyate va kadachin nayam bhutta bhavita va nabuya ajo nitya shashvato yam parano nahanyate hanyamani sharire Translation. For the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Для души не существует ни рождения, ни смерти. Она никогда не возникала, не возникает и не возникнет. Она нерожденная, вечная, всегда существующая, изначальная. Она не уничтожается, когда погибает тело.
So everyone, please give some thought and attention to this explanation which will be given by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Пожалуйста, будьте внимательны к тому объяснению, которое дает Бхактивиданта Свами Прабхупада.
We'll read for a certain while, then we'll stop. So this is a very nice description which is being given in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita.
Это очень интересное описание, которое дано в начале Бхагавад Гиты.
Krishna is explaining to his disciple what is the actual position of the living entity.
Krishna объясняет своему ученику, каково истинное положение живого существа.
And Krishna states that we are not the body, but we are the soul.
И Кришна утверждает, что мы не есть это тело, мы являемся душой.
And that soul is an atomic particle of the Supreme God.
И эта душа является атомарной частицей Бога.
The presence of that soul gives life to this body.
И присутствие этой души дает жизнь этому телу.
And by the presence of the soul, the body is pervaded by consciousness.
И благодаря душе это тело пронизывает сознание.
That's actually the way that we can tell that the soul is within the body.
Таким образом мы можем утверждать, что душа присутствует в теле.
That consciousness is manifest.
Когда проявляется сознание.
Just like we can say that the way of testing the presence of the sun in the sky is by the heat and the light that it emanates.
Как, например, мы можем проверить присутствие солнца в небе благодаря свету и теплу.
So the soul is within the body and the soul is conscious.
Душа является в теле и душа обладает сознанием.
And our actual identity is that we are the soul.
И сущностью является то, что мы являемся душой.
Being spiritual in nature, our true happiness comes by engagement in spiritual activities. But the nature of the soul is that it's atomic in size. And now that soul has come under the influence of the material energy. That material energy is composed of different qualities. Primarily, the qualities are goodness, passion, and ignorance. So now we identify with these bodies. For example, all of us who are sitting here tonight, we think that we're men, or we think that we're women, or we think that we're Americans, or we think that we're Russians.
Например, все сидящие здесь считают себя мужчиной или женщиной, русским или американцем.
But we're not these things at all. We're actually the soul that's within the body.
Но мы не имеем к этим вещам никакого отношения. Мы являемся душой в этом теле.
And on the basis of this misidentification,
и на основе этого неправильного понимания,
our energy of life is directed simply for the satisfaction of this body.
Наша жизненная энергия направляется на удовлетворение этого тела.
We think we're the body, so we think that we must satisfy the body in order to find happiness. Just like we were driving down for our program today. And at one point, we had to stop for benzene. So we've been sitting inside the car for a few hours. And they started to put benzene inside. So then I turned to the driver of the car. And I said, give me a glass of benzene. So I can drink. He said, are you crazy? But I wanted to make a point. I wanted to make a point. That just because I was inside the car, it didn't mean that I should experience pleasure by drinking benzene the way a car needs benzene to run. The soul requires a different type of happiness. The soul requires spiritual happiness. Sometimes we can look at this world and we can think of this fact that we're actually spiritual, and how this body is simply matter. And we can see that the thing that we're attracted to and all of the relationships that we have is truly the soul. The thing that we're attracted to in our relationships is the soul. We're attracted to the person within and not just to the body. But because we're out of our spiritual nature, we don't experience the happiness that we seek to find. Sometimes an example is given. That our situation now is that we're like fish who have been taken out of water. A fish out of the water can't find happiness. Or cannot find satisfaction. Just like if we were to bring a fish down to your very beautiful cultural palace this afternoon. And I were to get up off this seat and I could put the fish on this seat. And then we could provide so many things for the satisfaction of that fish. We can all understand that because he's out of the water, which is his nature, he won't be happy. And once he's reinserted in that nature, then his true enjoyment begins. So that's the point that Krishna is making in this verse tonight. He's saying that we're the soul. The soul never ends. The soul will simply enter into a body and will live in that body for some time. Just like when we're born, we have small baby bodies. And then we have bodies like this pretty young girl in the front row here. And then before long, we get youthful bodies. And then we have middle-aged bodies. And before long, we will approach old age. Now through all the changes of the body, the soul has remained the same. We remain the same people. That looks at this world and that experiences the world through the senses of this body. And we never change. And Krishna explains that another change will come in our lives. And he says that change is called death. And he explains that just like when we were young and then we became teenagers and we became adults and then we went to old age, we never changed. Similarly, when the body ceases at the time of death, we will not cease to exist.
Он объясняет, что точно так же, как когда тело изменялось с детского возраста на юношеское, затем перешло в старость, душа не изменялась при этом.
So this is the foundation of spiritual knowledge. This is the beginning point of spiritual understanding. The great Vedic literatures explain that our human life actually begins when we question Who am I? How did I come into this world? And when this life is finished, where will I go? Different people have different ideas. Some people say that when this life is finished, they simply put you in a box and they put you inside the ground. And then you become food for worms. Or in India, where I live, they take the body to the river and they burn. Some people say that everything is finished at the time of death. But this is not the idea which is being presented by the Supreme Person. But to realize this point, we need to cultivate a spiritual understanding of life. We need to follow some spiritual process, which will actually enable us to have this type of understanding. And that spiritual process that we follow is this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is a very powerful sound vibration. And the effect of this mantra is that it will purify your consciousness. There is one great spiritual teacher who appeared in India 500 years ago. And his name was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a nice example. He said that our heart or our mind is like a mirror. And he's explained that now the mirror of our consciousness has become covered by the dust of materialism. Therefore, if we sit and if we try to understand who we are, we simply have some material idea. Or just like you may rise on a cold winter morning and you go into your washroom and you turn on the hot water, and before long your mirror is covered by fog and you can't look in and see who you are. So what is this fog which is covering our consciousness? Material qualities. Anger, lust, and greed. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taught that very nicely the mirror of our consciousness can be cleansed of all unwanted qualities through the chanting of transcendental sound vibration. I think all of us here tonight we've had the realization how sound vibration is very potent. It's like sometimes we may hear a song that was popular when we were a child. Or we may hear some national song. And that will affect our consciousness in some way. Or sometimes you see the young folks today, they're so fond of listening to rock and roll. And that affects their consciousness in a particular way. Or you may be fond of listening to Tchaikovsky. And this affects your consciousness in a particular way. In the same way, hearing spiritual sound vibration will affect our consciousness.
сознание.
And it will start to awaken that understanding how we are indeed the soul and not the body.
Это пробудит наше сознание, мы начнем понимать, что мы не есть это тело, мы являемся душой.
Now, in material consciousness, we're depending on so many things in this world for our satisfaction.
Сейчас в материальном сознании мы зависим от такого количества различных вещей в материальном мире, которые влияют на наше счастье.
For example, we all think that if we have wealth, we can become happy and satisfied.
Например, многие думают, что нужно обладать богатством для того, чтобы быть счастливым.
We think that if we have good education, we'll be happy and satisfied.
И мы думаем, что мы должны иметь высокое образование, чтобы быть счастливым.
Or if we wear fine clothes and jewelry, these things will satisfy us.
Или мы должны носить дорогие вещи или украшения, чтобы быть счастливым.
But these things are all external.
Но это вещи все внешние.
Our real happiness is resting within.
Наше истинное счастье находится внутри.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the mirror of our consciousness will become cleansed.
И Господь Чайтанья объяснял, что воспевая эту Hare Krishna мантру, зеркало нашего сознания очистится.
We'll actually have a perception of our spiritual nature.
Мы получим понимание нашей духовной природы.
Just like where I come from in India.
Я приехал из Индии.
There are many, many coconut trees there.
Там очень много деревьев кокосового ореха.
And these coconut trees, they produce coconuts that are so big.
Эти деревья производят такие большие кокосы.
So if you will go and take a coconut from the tree when it's green, it's full of water.
Если вы сорвете этот кокос, когда он зеленый, он будет полон жидкости.
And you can cut that coconut and drink that water, and it's very good for your digestion.
Если вы разобьете этот кокос и выпьете эту жидкость, то это очень хорошая жидкость для пищеварения.
Actually, this boy who's present with us tonight, he comes from India.
Этот парень, который сидит здесь, он тоже из Индии.
He comes from a very beautiful state in India, which borders the Bay of Bengal.
Он родом из штата, который.
And they have many such coconut trees there. But if you take the same coconut and let that coconut become dry, what will happen? Then you can take that coconut and crack it, and the coconut meat will be there. Or you can leave the coconut and let it dry in the sun. And what will happen then is that the coconut meat will pull away from the shell of the coconut. From the covering. The coconut meat inside will pull away from the coconut. The water will dry and the coconut fruit inside will come away from the coconut shell.
И когда мы оставим его на солнце, то тогда эта мякоть, она высохнет и отойдет от скорлупы.
And then you'll take that coconut and shake it, and you'll hear the coconut moving around inside.
И когда вы возьмете этот кокос и начнете его трясти, вы услышите звук мякоти внутри.
So in the same way, by the practice of mantra yoga, or the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
и соответствующим образом, при помощи воспевания Hare Krishna Mantra,
we'll be able to perceive how our soul is something completely different than this body.
Мы поймем, что наша душа совершенно отличается от этого тела.
Now people think that the body and the soul are the same thing.
Сейчас люди думают, что душа и тело это одно и то же.
People think that they are the body.
Люди думают, что они являются этим телом.
But even the way we speak to one another indicates that we believe something else.
Но то, что мы говорим сегодня об этом, свидетельствует о том, что есть что-то другое.
Just like we say, this is my hand.
Мы говорим, это моя рука.
Or this is my head.
Это моя голова.
We don't say that this is I hand or this is I head.
Мы не говорим, что я есть рука или я есть голова.
We say that this hand belongs to me.
Мы говорим, что эта рука принадлежит мне.
So the point is to understand who that me actually is.
Но суть заключается в том, чтобы мы поняли, кто этот он, я.
And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this is one thing which will happen when we follow the process of spiritual understanding.
И Кришна говорит в Бхагавад Гите, что это то, что мы поймем, следуя процессу духовного самосознания.
He says that gradually, by following the spiritual process, all unwanted qualities will leave our hearts. These different material qualities, which we've spoken about previously, they will actually go away. We can see that society today is advertised as being more advanced than society has ever been before.
Мы видим сегодня, что общество, оно выступает как наиболее продвинутое по сравнению с тем, которое существовало до того.
The standard of material pleasure is at a level which has never been seen before.
Уровень духовного прогресса настолько велик, как ему не было тогда.
But are people becoming more happy?
Но люди становятся все более несчастными.
No, they're not.
Они не становятся счастливыми.
So this is why we're requesting that people try to understand their spiritual nature.
Поэтому мы предлагаем людям понять их истинную духовную природу.
So again, we need a process.
И опять нам нужен определенный процесс.
We're experiencing material problem.
Мы испытываем материальную проблему.
And Krishna summarizes the material problem in Bhagavad Gita.
И Кришна объединяет все материальные проблемы в Бхагавад Гите.
The summary that he gives is that everyone who enters into this world must die.
Он говорит о том, что каждый, кто попадает в этот материальный мир, должен умереть.
At least the body must face death.
По крайней мере, тело должно умереть.
So we should try to understand our existence beyond the death of this body.
Мы должны понять свое существование вне этого тела.
It's a material problem.
Это материальная проблема.
But it needs a spiritual solution.
Но эта материальная проблема требует духовного решения.
So we often ask, what is our position?
И мы часто спрашиваем, каково наше положение?
Will we continue to be part of the material problem and identify with this body and engage in temporary material activities for our happiness and satisfaction? Or will we find the eternal solution by engaging in Krishna consciousness? So we would like to request all of you people to take up the simple process of Krishna consciousness.
И мы хотим, чтобы вы приняли этот простой процесс сознания Кришны.
Krishna consciousness is based on chanting this Maha Mantra.
Сознание Кришны основано на воспевании этой Маха Мантры.
And we have many wonderful books which explain in detail transcendental science.
И у нас есть много удивительных книг, которые в деталях описывают духовную науку.
So we'd like for you all to take up Krishna consciousness.
И мы хотим, чтобы вы все приняли сознание Кришны.
And Krishna consciousness is something which I said earlier can be practiced in your own homes or it can be practiced in the association of the devotees.
И как я сказал ранее, сознание Кришны вы можете практиковать у себя дома или в обществе друзей.
And we have a very wonderful center for the Hare Krishna movement here in Nalchik.
И у нас есть удивительный центр для практики сознания Кришны здесь, в Нальчике.
Where every day we have lessons in Bhagavad Gita, and on Sunday we have a very wonderful spiritual festival. So we'd like to invite you to all come and attend our programs. Thank you very much. Now, earlier in the program, we sang the Maha Mantra together. That's one type of chanting that we do. But we have another type of chanting that we do also, which is more meditational. And that type of chanting is known as japa. This means that we chant the mantra softly for our own benefit. And in the life of all of these devotees here, every day we do this japa meditation for at least 2 hours. Generally, our lifestyle is that we rise very early in the morning And then by 4:30 we have our first meeting together where we sing the Hare Krishna mantra.
Мы ведем такой образ жизни, когда мы рано встаем и в 4:30 мы собираемся вместе и
we sing the Maha Mantra
together.
And then after that, for 2 hours, we perform this japa meditation. So before we conclude our program, I'd like to teach you people how you can do japa meditation. You say the mantra very softly. So all of us together for the next 2 or 3 minutes, we will perform this japa meditation. We will all chant the Maha Mantra together. But very, very softly. Just like you see the devotees, they have these bags, and inside their bags they have these strings of beads. And this string of beads, it has 108 beads on it. And on each bead, the devotee chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then he goes to the next bead.
На каждой бусинке преданный повторяет один раз всю Махамантру.
And he goes all the way around and he chants that, that's 108 times that he chants the Maha Mantra. And then the devotees, they all chant that 108 times, a minimum of 16 times a day. So this is a very, very potent form of meditation that puts you in touch with God. So we'd like to teach you all now how to do this japa meditation. So you can look at the sign here. If you know the mantra, close your eyes. And we will softly chant together. And all of you did very nicely when we had the singing earlier. So everyone softly chant now and join in this transcendental sound. And all the devotees, they chant also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the system that's known as Japa meditation. And this is very easy to do. Whether you're in home, whether you're in the car or on the bus, you can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in this way. And the effect will be that your spiritual consciousness will be awakened. When we become awake spiritually, we'll become happy and satisfied. And this is the objective of the Krishna Consciousness Society. We want people to experience the highest level of satisfaction. And that highest level can be found in our relationship with Krishna or God. So thank you very much for coming this evening. If anyone has any questions about Krishna consciousness, they could ask them.
Если у кого-то есть вопросы о сознании Кришны, пожалуйста, вы можете их задать.
You said that 500 years ago the spiritual master was living in India. Why did you say that he was living if the soul is eternal?
This is the person I was speaking about is an incarnation of Krishna. And he is, as you have indicated, without a doubt, he is still living. But he manifest his pastimes in this world for a number of years and then he left. His name was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a very great avatar of Krishna. In fact, he was Krishna himself. And he appeared specifically to give people this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We're living in an age which is known as Kali Yuga. And the universe has four different ages. It has the Satya Yuga, or the Golden Age. It has Treta Yuga, which is the Silver Age. It has Dwapara Yuga, which is the Bronze Age. And then there's the Kali Yuga, which is the Iron Age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So in previous ages, men had very great duration of life. So they would follow different processes of spiritual realization which would require greatly expanded lifetimes. But in this Kali age, our duration of life is maximum 100 years. And for the most part, our intelligence is misdirected. People don't apply their intelligence for spiritual realization. Rather, people simply apply their intelligence for economic development. So people are misguided. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared to give a process of spiritual realization that was just suitable for this age. And that process is this singing God's name. In all religions in this age, the name of God is prominent. Just like in the Holy Bible, it's taught, Jesus Christ teaches, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Or in the Psalms of the Old Testament, King David, he says that the Lord's name should be glorified. Or Muslim brothers and sisters, they're chanting Allah Akbar. So in the same way, the Vedic science, it teaches that the only process for spiritual realization is to chant God's name. So this incarnation of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spent his life educating people in this process. We are all part of God. And we have qualities like the qualities of the Lord. But He has qualities unlimitedly, and we have qualities that are very limited. That's the difference between ourselves and God. So one of the primary aspects of qualities of the Lord is that He's fully independent. And because we're part of the Lord, we also have the quality of independence. So we can choose whether to love God or not. And because we have our independence, God will not force us to love Him. So at one point, we chose that instead of serving the Lord, I should become the Lord of the material creation. So on the basis of the misuse of our independence, we have entered into this world. But when our independence is redirected towards the service of the complete whole, then we'll return to the spiritual world. Just like the business of my hand is to serve the rest of my body. And it is natural that the parts serve the whole. So when we receive spiritual education and redirect our consciousness towards God, then we'll enter back into the spiritual atmosphere. Problem. Just get rid of it.
What was your way in Krishna consciousness?
What do you mean, what was my way in Krishna consciousness?
What was your way to Krishna consciousness?
To Krishna consciousness.
How did you come?
Okay.
In what age you came? And what was your duties before?
Okay. I was a university student in America. And I was studying religion and philosophy in the university. And I was looking for some more meaning to life. Then even though I was studying, I was looking to my teachers who were teaching me religion and philosophy. And I saw that their lives were empty. I saw that what they were teaching, it wasn't having any positive effect in their lives. So then I started reading Eastern philosophy. And particularly I started reading Bhagavad Gita. And then I met the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement. And I had the opportunity of meeting the founder Acharya of ISKCON, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And Swami Prabhupada impressed me that with this Krishna consciousness movement, he was trying to do something for the betterment of the entire society. So I decided to become a member of the Krishna consciousness movement. And that's when I was 20 years old. So that answers that question.
Is there a connection with this? Is there a connection with the chanting of the names of Krishna Rama to the names of the Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu?
No. No. Of course, Rama, Krishna, Govinda, Vishnu, they're all names of Krishna. And in the Vedic literatures, it explains that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And then the Vedic science explains that Krishna has authorized agents to perform activities in the material cosmos. And these are personalities like Brahma and Shiva. So they are not of the same quality as the Supreme Person Krishna. So therefore their names are not the same. Okay?
What is your relation to the Christ, to the Mohammed? Do you think that they are authorized representatives of God, or just do you think that they are rascals and cheaters?
No. They are the authorized representatives of God. They are great prophets and sons of God who have come into this world to present God consciousness. To present God consciousness. Krishna, our God, He is exceptionally merciful. And He doesn't like the fact to see that we're down here and we're suffering the process of birth and death. Under the misunderstanding that materialism will make us happy. So at many different times, He's sent His sons or His representatives into this world to educate people in society. So Muhammad is such a prophet. And Jesus Christ is such a prophet. To present principles by which people can rectify their lives. So we give them our full respect and our honor. And we simply request people who are their followers to follow their teachings in full.
Просим,
And by following those teachings, one can have some spiritual realization. Unfortunately, today, many people, they profess to be followers, but they don't actually follow the teachings. So this is not a very good thing. And it doesn't lead to spiritual realization. So that's the way that we look at this situation. To be a Christian or a Muslim and practice Krishna consciousness is not incompatible. Because Krishna consciousness is not a philosophy which will take away, but Krishna consciousness is a philosophy which adds to your realization. Yes?
Your relations with the Divine Mother.
Who are the White Fellowship or whatever they called it?
Sir?
Divine Mother means who?
The Mother of Jesus Christ.
You should clarify. You should ask her what she means.
Вы сказали Божью Матери. Это Мать Иисуса Христа, да?
Дева Мария.
Jesus Christ and all of his associates, we give our full respect to. In the practice of Krishna consciousness, we do not concentrate on Maria or other Christ associates, but we can understand that they're great and purely elevated souls, and this is why they had his association.
В сознании Кришны мы не концентрируемся на всех этих личностях, мы просто понимаем, насколько возвышенными духовными личностями они были.
Okay. So, if he would take just only one process of devotional service, it would give him power to go back to spiritual world. It would be enough to go to home back to God.
Definitely.
Да, конечно.
Because the process of devotional service purifies our consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that one can only return to the spiritual world when one's consciousness is purified by devotion. As long as the last trace of material desire is left within the heart, we must remain within this world.
До тех пор, пока частица наших материальных желаний будет оставаться в сердце, мы будем оставаться в материальном мире.
But by following scientific process of spiritual realization,
духовного понимания,
then all of material contamination in our consciousness may be removed.
Все материальные загрязнения в сознании исчезнут.
Spiritual realization is a science.
Духовное самосознание — это наука.
In this book, Bhagavad Gita, is full of scientific principles. If you practice them, you'll have realization. Just like in the material laboratory. If you put two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, you'll get water. In the same way, if you'll chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and if you'll follow the principles which Krishna is presenting, you'll have full realization of your soul. And in this way, you'll develop qualification for seeing God. Even, say I were to go to Moscow, and I were to go to the White House, and I went to the office of the president, and I said, I want to speak to Mr. Yeltsin. They would say, what are your credentials?
What is your
credentials?
What is
it? Are you authorized to come here?
Вы действительно обладаете возможностью говорить с ним?
Do you have invitation?
У вас есть приглашение?
Has he sent you some letter of invitation?
Он прислал вам какое-нибудь приглашение?
So even on the material level, unless I'm qualified, I can't see a great person.
Даже в материальном мире, пока я не обладаю квалификацией, я не могу встретиться с личностью.
So in the same way, we can't see God unless we become qualified.
И то же самое, если мы не обладаем качеством, мы не можем видеть Бога.
Level of meditation, or they can predict something, or they can fly. What levels they attain? High levels.
Perfection of Krishna consciousness means to have vision of God.
Совершенством сознания Кришны является видение Бога.
To act in relationship with God.
Действовать в соответствии с Богом.
Just like I can see you and you can see me.
Так как, например, я вижу вас, а вы видите меня.
I can speak to you. And I can serve you in so many ways.
Я могу разговаривать с вами и служить вам различными способами.
Meaning we can have some friendly relationship.
Это означает, что у нас могут быть определенные дружеские отношения.
Perfection in Krishna consciousness means to elevate our consciousness to the level where we can have this type of relationship with the Lord.
Совершенством сознания Кришны является возвышение своего сознания на такой уровень, когда мы можем общаться с Богом.
Now, there are different yogic perfections that yogis aspire for.
Есть различные стадии йогического совершенства, к которым стремятся йоги.
The Vedic literatures explain that there are 8 different yogic perfections.
Ведические писания говорят, что есть 8 ступеней йогического совершенства.
One can train oneself where he can fly in the sky.
Человек может летать в воздухе.
One can develop mystical powers by which he can take anything from any part of the universe and have it in his hand.
Он может обладать таким мистическим могуществом, когда он может взять рукой любой предмет во Вселенной и привести его.
Or one can make oneself smaller than the smallest or larger than the largest.
Или человек может сделать себя меньше меньшего и больше самого большого.
And there are yogis in India who can do this.
И в Индии есть йоги, которые могут это делать.
But they're simply very exalted material perfections.
Но это просто очень возвышенное материальное совершенство.
But more exalted than that is to actually be able to see God.
Но более совершенным является возможность видеть Бога.
And to enter into your relationship with Him and to experience love for Him.
И обрести определенные взаимоотношения с Ним и любовь к Нему.
Great spiritual teachers have taught that when we become free from our material concept of life, we can have different relationships with Krishna. One can have relationship with Krishna as his friend. Or a parental type relationship. Or one can become the lover of God. So this is a much greater thing than simply being able to fly in the sky or to walk on the water. So our great teachers in Krishna consciousness, they've concentrated more on the ability to develop their relationship with God than to have mystical abilities.
Наши духовные учителя больше уделяют внимание развитию взаимоотношений с Богом, чем развитию определенных материальных возможностей.
What question do you have? Question in English.
У нас есть вопрос на английском языке.
And it says, "Dear sir."
Вопрос вам, дорогой господин.
As you probably know, most religions criticize each other.
Как вы знаете, в основном все религии критикуют друг друга.
He says, does the Krishna religion acknowledge other religions?
Является сознание Кришны подобным другим религиям?
I've already answered that.
Я уже отвечал.
Of course we acknowledge other religions. Recognize.
Извините, признаете сознание Кришны другие религии? Да, конечно, мы признаем.
We recognize all of the other great religions of the world.
Мы признаем все великие религии мира.
Why?
Почему?
Because the Lord has sent His Son, His prophets, or He Himself has come at different times to teach processes by which people can reestablish their relationship with Him.
Потому что Господь приходит сам или посылает своих представителей или сыновей для того, чтобы обучить людей возможности возобновить свои взаимоотношения. взаимоотношения с Богом.
So we give our full respect to all of these great religions.
И мы отдаем почтение всем этим великим религиям.
But we request those people who are practicing to really follow the principles that are being presented by the teacher.
Но мы просим всех представителей этих религий следовать тем принципам, которые даны в тех религиях.
One shouldn't cheat.
Человек не должен обманывать.
This, like in the Christian religion, it's taught that thou shalt not kill.
Или в христианской религии говорится, что человек не должен убивать.
And many people consider themselves to be Christians.
Многие люди считают себя христианами.
But at the same time, so much animal slaughter is going on.
Но в то же самое время так много животных убивают.
So we request everyone to become vegetarians.
И мы просим всех стать вегетарианцами.
And not slaughter poor innocent animals.
И не убивать несчастных животных.
And in this way, one can develop the quality of mercy that Jesus Christ so much taught.
И таким образом человек может развить себе милосердие, о котором так много говорил Иисус Христос.
Okay, so now we'll conclude our program by singing Hare Krishna mantra for a few minutes.
Мы продолжим свою программу, воспевая Харе Кришна несколько минут.
And after the chanting, there'll be some refreshments.
И после воспевания будет небольшое угощение.
So we'd like to thank you again all very much for coming this evening.
И мы еще раз хотим поблагодарить вас за то, что вы пришли сегодня вечером.
And please join us in chanting Hare Krishna.
Присоединяйтесь к воспеванию.
Спасибо. Thank you. Hare Krishna.